Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're going to a Texas Rangers game Saturday night, but you're not just going to be sitting in the bleachers and hoping that Adrian Beltre drops a ball in your lap. But you have business there.
We do have business there. We're actually receiving a grant from the Texas Rangers, and this will be a grant for the Youth Sports Association in Wolf City. So we're working with them. Most of the area knows we're working to build the park in Wolf City to redo the equipment there. But this will kind of be phase two of that, where we're going to help the Youth Sports Association use that money and do some good things for the kids out there.
Mm-hmm. They have, I guess I would call it a Little League park, kids baseball park, on Highway 11.
Correct. It's three fields, and I think one of them is t-ball field, one of them is kind of softball, one of them is baseball.
Uh-huh.
But we hope to, this kind of be the first part of it, where we get some additional grants and maybe some Texas Parks and Wildlife grants and really make it a nice place for the kids mm-hmm. to play.
How did you get the Rangers involved in this?
We just searching for grants. There's lots of grants available. It's a matter of taking the time to look for them. And then we are fortunate to have a grant writer on our board. So soliciting people who have those skills is very important to do as well. And that's how we came about for the park grant as well.
Mm-hmm. Are you working with anybody in particular with the Rangers?
It's just their community foundation.
Okay, they have, there's a former player named Kevin Minch, who is very involved in community activities, and I thought, and he may very well be the guy that work with, or who is sort of your host or whatever.
That would be
Saturday.
Very neat.
Nice fella, and he came over when the program was held in Greenville a couple of years ago, having to do with recognition of the Greenville Majors and
yes,
so forth.
Yes.
Kevin came over for that, and it was great. Rangers, I think, are very community oriented.
Very, very community oriented, and they work with the Globe Life mm-hmm. to make those foundation grants possible. We actually have a player from Wolf City. I don't know if they graduated from Wolf City, but he lived in Wolf City and went on to play for, still playing for.
I think he plays for Milwaukee.
I believe so.
His last name is Middlebrooks, I cannot remember his first name, but yeah, he's had
Google that for us. No.
he's had significant major league career.
He has, yes.
Yeah. Rangers also, and Major League Baseball promotes, they have a program called RBI, which what they're really trying to do is get baseball being played in the inner city and
in
places where maybe there's not an organized program. And of course that's in the interest of Major League Baseball. And
correct.
And so this is kind of similar to that. Well, that's good. So you'll receive that grant. You get to go out on the, on
we
the
do.
Field.
So look for us before the game. I think I'll have my United Way shirt on. We'll see what,
are you going to throw out the first pitch?
I don't think I get to do that, but maybe I could pick up some dirt from home plate or something.
We're talking with Francis Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Now, you mentioned in passing the other parks project in Wolf City, which you've discussed with us before, but you're looking for volunteers to help you, and this is renovating an existing city park over there, and this will be on Saturday, October 22nd.
Saturday, October 22nd. We need as many volunteers as we can get to ratchet screws and hold poles and pour quickcrete and all of those fun things. There's a volunteer form online at our website on our homepage. It says click here to volunteer, and then also a Facebook post just yesterday or day before, you can click the form there. But we'd like to know who all's coming so that we can have enough food. The churches in Wolf City have handled the food for the day.
They know what they're doing.
They do. That was kind of the first thing. Well, we're going to do food. Okay, great. Now we need people to pour concrete and
right.
sledgehammers and all that fun stuff. So.
Yeah. So that's Saturday, October 22nd.
Yes.
And you need some volunteers for that. And you said if this goes well, that some similar projects, you're open to doing similar projects in other cities.
We love to partner, if it's a city, if it's a school district, whatever, to make our community a better place. We can't do it individually, but we love to partner with whoever is willing, and we're all about improving Hunt County. So
now again, this is moving in the direction of not just doling out money to organizations from the United Way, but the United Way actually getting involved in some hands-on projects.
And that's what we need to be about, is coordinating efforts and moving the community in the right direction. And that's kind of the direction we're taking.
So again, we'll direct people to your website to about this Wolf City project, but you need some hands, some helping hands.
Some strong hands.
On Saturday, October 22nd.
October 22nd, UnitedWayOfHuntCounty.org.
Okay, great. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.